long y'all could take it, how long it gets me in a whole lot of trouble remembering back that fur. So since it gets me, I wanted to see if it'll get y'all too. So what's really going on? I really need to find out soon, because, man, these people are sending me job opportunities from everywhere in the world. I done got job offers from places I didn't even know existed. So I'm just trying to keep y'all up with what's going on in the world. See, tonight's topic is why I sing the blues. So I'm just here to tell you, man, ain't it great being great? Some of y'all have catched that. But guess what? It's fun to be loved. I tell you that. Yeah, Uncle Billy been under the weather for a little while. But guess what? It's all right now. It's all right now. I'm telling you, I'm looking at some of these top job opportunities from LinkedIn. And they've been sending them for a long, long time. But I'm just looking at some of the marketing director jobs. And some of these, a couple of these, if I wasn't working for the radio and the other businesses that I've helped to create, I would apply for just to see how far it would take me. But y'all know the old man done got lazy. So I don't need no job. All I need is fun. And being with y'all creates a lot of fun. So let's get on with the tonight's show. We're going to talk some fun. We're going to talk some mon. Because, you know, there's a lot of job opportunities coming through this way. And I'm not getting no feedback from some of these folks that keep telling me different stuff. You know, they phone get busy in the evening time when I turn on the show. You know what I'm saying? They phone get broke. My poor son's phone got wet today, you know. But that's life. But we're going to move on. We're going to move on because, you know, I keep telling folk, I've been working for this position for 10 long years. And guess what? It ain't long enough for some, and it's too long for others. You know what I'm saying? Everybody want to know what you do and why you do it. But then when you tell them why and you show it to them, they still don't understand it. Y'all don't hear me. But guess what? I don't explain. I guess that's the reason they don't like me. Because I don't explain it the way they want to see it explained. You know, but this is my thing. Y'all too young to remember that one, ain't you? This is my thing, you know, do what you want to do. Yeah, I guess some of y'all old enough to get that.
To me in every way. Oh, she used to love me and bring my breakfast to the bed every day. Oh, for 10 long years she was my pride and singing the blues, baby. Hell, you know my baby's gone. She's gone, she's gone. I call the man that
gonna keep us out of trouble till we get it right. And y'all don't understand it, but sooner or later it'll come to you. Why is he getting in trouble because of you? You know, one rule in the United States, you don't help nobody poor. Y'all know, I know a lot of y'all didn't know that, so we ain't going to even talk about it long, because then you want to have guilt feelings because you didn't know about it. Yeah, the day is not your find-out day. We talking about tickets and friendship building, relationship building, because our lineup is going to be out in the world in a week or so. Everybody going to know who's on first, who's on second, who's on third, all of that. Because that's the way we do it. Yeah, it took some time. Shit, Rome wasn't built in a day. Oh, I know a lot of y'all caught that. I know a lot of y'all caught that one. But see, shit, we went down a couple of dead-end streets trying to get him. You know, shit, it's a hell out there when you're having fun. Folk think you're coming back to visit and not knowing that you at work, you know. They want to give a domino party.
I was born in a city that they call the Windy City. They call it the Windy City because of the Hawk. The Hawk. The almighty Hawk. Mr. Wind. Takes care of any business. Now I'm gonna die. The place that I lived in was on a street that happened to be one of the dead-end streets, where there was nothing to block the wind, the elements, nothing to buffer them for me, to keep them from knocking my bed down, Jim. I mean, really socking it to me. When the boiler was bust and the heat was gone, Jim, I had to get fully dressed before I could go to bed. Of course, I couldn't put on my goulash because they had buckles on them, and my folks didn't play that. They said, don't you tear my bed clothes with some goulash on. But I was fortunate. As soon as I was big enough to get a job and save enough money, get a ticket, catch anything, I split. I said, one day I'm going to return, and I'm going to straighten it all out. And I'm about ready to go back now. So I thought I'd tell you about it.
They say this is a big, rich town, but I live in the poorest part. I know I'm on a dead-end street in a city without a heart. I learned to fight before I was sick. The only way I could get along. When you're raised on a dead-end street, you gotta be tough and that's always been. When the odds are all against you, how can you win? I'm gonna push my way out of here, even though I can't say when. But I'm gonna get off of this dead end street, and I ain't never gonna come back again. I'm gonna save my dough. Get away from here. I ain't gonna come back no more. I'm tired of a dead end street. I wanna get out in the world and learn something.
I know y'all heard all of that, and you still didn't understand where I was going with it. But, you know, anytime you don't get the calls in that you need just before something happens somewhere in advance where you can try to do something about it, you feel neglected at first because, you know, you done told folks, this is what I do, man. Well, you know, I understand, man, but I forgot. And just then, when I hear that word there, you didn't take me seriously. So, you know, I understand that instead of talking to you, trying to get you to spread my information, to spread my joy, I'm talking to a brick wall, 'cause ain't nothing going in. And sure enough, can't nothing come out. You know what I'm saying? If it don't go in, it can't come out. You can't tell nobody about what I said because you wasn't paying no damn attention. Excuse my friend. Doesn't cost me $5 already. I see now I got to move on. I got to groove on. And when I get to talking to these other folk and they be listening, you know, y'all know who I'm talking about. Yeah. I'll be out in the field this week. Sure enough, next week, a lot of next week, because it's going to be pretty all next week. And I come out when it's pretty. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, when you know what's going on from being out there, it's a lot more than that a lot of other people understand, you know. You know, because they ain't never been there. You know what I'm saying? So when I'm speaking to a group of people about my people I know best, I don't throw up no signs like, we just trying to do. No. I say exactly what it is. We've been all right down there for the longest, but now, you know, that it's opening up. We want to stay there and get some of that. So, you know, that's what it's all about. You know, done stayed down there, defended the fort, and protected the land of the free and the home of the brave. All of that. That's what Bunton is all about. That's what we did. And now that this ship is sailing in the right direction, we want some of the rewards that come from it. So, we'd like to partake in some of that. So, that's what it's all about, you know. Because, hey, that's where I want to be. Ain't nothing wrong with it, one of my friends said. Ain't nothing wrong with that. You know, I stay right around the corner down there, you know. Yeah, you had your house built and didn't even tell nobody you was moving down there. But, you know, that's what y'all do. So we could have created a land rush. But guess what? I'm coming. Yeah. I'm going to tell you, when I first said I was coming, they said, no, you lying. You ain't going to do nothing yet. You know, you just shooting the breeze. I said, man, I'm coming down here. I said, where would be a good place to have a domino tournament? Ain't no good place, man. These dudes don't play no dominoes. It ain't like the old days. I said, well, okay, I bring all my domino players with me. Where would be a good place to have one? So we stopped discussing it, especially after I said I'd bring my own players with me. But, you know, I wasn't born with no twin. If you don't like what I like, you don't like to do what I do, we ain't no way we can be friends, you know. We can be associates.
That gypsy woman told my mother, be before I was born. I got a boy charge coming. He's gonna be a son of a gun. He's gonna make pretty women jump and shout. Then the world wanna know what this all about. What you know about hell? I got a black cat bone. I got a mojo too. I got the John the Conqueror. I'm gonna mess with you. I'm gonna make you girls lead me by my hand. Then the world I know the hoochie coochie man. But you know I'm here. On the 7 hours, on the 7 days, on the 7 months, the 7 doctors say he was born for good luck, and that you see, I got $700. Don't you mess with me, but you know, yeah.
Y'all like that one. I knew it. Hoochie coochie man. Yeah, because, you know, when we come down there and we had that first great big domino tournament, and two teams from Bunton end up in the playoff championship, it's going to be amazing. That's what I'm talking about. It's going to be amazing. But y'all do know that I talked to Pi again. Pi's selling me a bill of goods. He said he's going to call me when he finds out when they're going to have a Bunton reunion. I ain't hear from Pi in a week and something. You know, I've been sick, so I'm going to blame it on my illness. But starting tomorrow, gonna be on and popping about the Bunton Turner Court reunion, y'all. You know, I know they haven't lived one day. I wanna have mine the same day. You know, along with them. You know, but if not, you know, I started it. If don't but 10 people come to mind, there'd be 10 people that I invited. So you know. I'll holler. So we're going to work it out. Because it's going to be done. I just want to do it all together. Show people that blacks can come together anywhere in the world, have a whole lot of fun, and go home at night and have fun at home. I know y'all don't hear me, but then y'all understand. Y'all understand the way it is, you know. We're just all trying to give back at the same time. So, cause right now ain't no love in the heart of the city.
Down so low, it makes no difference, darling. I just love you more and more. And every time you smile, you know I'm smiling with you. Every time you cry, you know I shed a few tears too. Don't believe you know what I'm talking about. I don't believe you know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about love, love, love. 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 You know I told you, darling, that I'd never let you down. No matter what you do, I'd always be around. You treat me like a schoolboy, that you know is true. It makes no difference, darling, I'll take care of you. And I love you, baby. You know I'm smiling with you. Oh, ain't that loving you, baby? I know that's loving you.
Shouting sweet, shouting sweet. Letting you know that I care. Letting you know, ain't that loving you? Domino tournaments come first. Uncle Billy comes second. But the show tonight is actually due to getting you all some information. I know Rihanna ain't till May, but golly, if we was waiting till April to get the information to y'all, the tickets be gone and all of that there. So we're gonna go on the front end. Might start this Friday, knowing my boss, you know. But it's all good, you know. Friday night hip hop night is special. And we wanna treat it as such and to show you. We'll send you to Rihanna, but you got to send your playlist in. It's all about sharing and caring. Yeah, y'all will catch that in a little while, but then, you know, y'all might be too busy listening at my blues tonight, but, you know, ain't no mind high enough. Dig in.
Don't have to worry, oh baby, there ain't no
About y'all. Like I was saying before the song came on, get in where you fit in, because it's going to be a lot of fun. Yeah, you know, just trying to bring the people together as often as possible in a positive way. That's what it's about. You know, finally you get to see your neighbor. Clean South Dallas, you know what I'm saying? Finally, you get to meet some of your relatives that you ain't seen in 20 years. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. Some of y'all will catch that. But it is constantly going on. It's, we're trying to get to, the basics, to where we can help in education, jobs, and just living. You know what I'm saying? If you got a problem with your health, your education, or just living, come up to Bonton Rising Neighborhood Services. We putting the flyers out this week, early next week, and whatever. Information is going to be out saying that we're there. But actually, if you call the numbers, you'll find that we're available almost any time. And that's what we want to be able to do on a regular basis, is be there when you need us. So just keep doing what you're doing, and let's try to make it. I want to see how y'all like this. And you know, some of these I don't know. I didn't write them down.
Do it, put our minds to it until we get it right. got a special love. You and I got a special love. You and I got a special love, yeah.
This time we got a good love.
This time we got something special. This time we're gonna do it, put our minds to it until we get it right. Until we get it right.
Bobby Patterson, real cool, but y'all don't know him because they don't treat homeboys like they do when they go to other countries and places. That's so I've been told. So I've been told. I've been treated the same all over the world. So few of y'all will catch that. But it's all about, you know, bringing it all together. Y'all bringing it all together. Hopefully, we'll be able to set some great examples in the community, to whereas everybody will have typically the same type of mindset. That's all it takes, you know, getting put on the same page, you know, realizing that you're really not in the fight by yourself, but what we got to do is unify the direction we're going in and how we're going to get there and all that kind of stuff, you know, bureaucratic stuff. You know, they messing with our police chief now, God dog. We even got the brothers going up against it. But I'm just like any other professional football owner. That's all it's about, you know. Who you going to get to replace one of the best in the nation? You know what I'm saying? Who you going to get to replace somebody that's done brought crime down? And if you look at it, see, you go to believe in the hype too soon. Yeah, I know it's early for my commentary, but I'm going to have to bring this up because you get to believe in all of the statements that's being made and all the commentary, and you take it as real facts, and then you realize ain't none of it factual. Yeah, crime is up. Families killing families. That can't be. That's maniacs. You know, self-imposed. It's almost like suicide. But you're taking your family with you. That's hard to stop. I don't care if you're in Washington, in the White House. So, you know, you just can't blame it on the police chief because he wants y'all to get out and do y'all job. Better not let me be his consultant. Because God dog me, I have a lot of y'all already working. Evening shift and night shift too, all night. So, you know, because if that's what's needed, that's what it's going to take. Y'all, that, Lord, have mercy. I can't get started on that mercy because, man, it's going to take a two-hour show for that to be brought out like it is. But, you know, the facts speak for themselves. How many murders have it been? 86 or something like that. Might be more than 80. It's an 86% rise since last year. Damn, that's a lot of murders. But guess what? How many of them was family? And mothers killing daughters and sons, and fathers killing daughters, mothers and sons and stuff. You know what I'm saying? It's been a lot of that. But y'all ain't been counting them because, you know, they wasn't your neighbors. They wasn't your best friend. And see, that's another thing. You know, the world is your best friend. You know, you might not be that much concerned about it, but you can show some kind of, remorseful, feelings because, you know, all the young lives being lost, you don't know who could have been the doctors, who could have been the lawyers, who could have been president. You know, you see what I'm saying? Never getting a break, but don't blame it on the chief. You know, that's all I'm saying. Be a little more realistic about it. I'm going to ask the Ryan a few times, and then I'm going to start my little old campaign. So just get ready. Because, it's on and popping. You know, he has to bend over backwards to do what y'all want him to do rather than what he need to do. Ain't that? Y'all don't go to the coach with that. Oh, that's the mayor, ain't it? Yeah. Y'all tried to go to him with weak-ass stuff. It didn't work. So let me get off of that. Oh, somebody be knocking on my door. But we're going to get into it because, I stand behind those that stand behind me. And you know I've been standing behind y'all a lot of years. So, I got some members of the family on the floor. A lot of years. And, right is right. You know, you can't pick him out for saying that the best way to handle it is for some of y'all to go back to work. Shit, y'all been skating for 20 years. So, get out there and do it. You know, help the brother out. That's all it is. Yeah, y'all don't hear me. But, somebody got to do it. I'm going to play mine one more time. Thank you. show gonna be a short show. So in closing, I'm gonna be stating that $5 here we call. Just expect us when we get there and greet us warmly because we're there to stay. That's Bunton Rising Radio, Bunton Rising Neighborhood Services, and everything else you want to name it or call us. As long as you know that we're there to help, it's great with me. Because it's one of those things where you get in where you fit in. Know what I'm saying? So to that end, I want to thank you for going along with the show tonight. And listening in, I hope you got something out of it. Because I had fun telling you about it. I'll holler.